Just flipping through here, we have so many maps. The first batch was all maps of Europe.
Lindsay Waugh and I are leaning over a table in a bunker-like room in the bowels of the McClung Museum. Scattered over the table are maps, some dating back to the late 1500s. It's easy to spend a lot of time just looking at them.
We look at the maps for the same reason that we go to a museum. We want to know about the world around us, and that tells us about ourselves in turn. But I think the way that these represent not just a physical landscape, but also a cultural landscape as well, is why they're so fascinating.
Waugh is coordinator of academic programs at McClung. Part of her job is to show the maps to students and discuss the map's role in the development of the human experience. She tells them maps help make the invisible visible.
When we think about what time period these maps came from, they came from a similar time period as the invention of the microscope. And so in two very different scales, we have both the microscope and maps that are allowing people to really see the unseen.
Lindsay Waugh is an art historian by trade, so she loves the elaborate artistic depictions of cherubs, sailing ships, and native people on some of the earlier maps. But as you move through time toward the present, you notice the maps become more functional, less like a painting and more of a simple navigational aid. At this point, Waugh and I are looking at a map of New York State from the 1860s. It looks more like something you'd see in a modern atlas.
With the expansion and development of the United States, of course, having very accurate maps that are produced quickly and efficiently is going to help people understand the landscape, understand how to get around. So there is that cognitive shift happening where we see maps functioning as navigational aids more specifically.
This chronological parade gives us a glimpse into how we've changed over the last 400 years. On a practical level, we know what the North Pole looks like now, but we also know so much more about each other.
So I think that's really important to keep in mind and see the changes that are happening throughout the centuries that these maps were produced, and have that be kind of an indication to us of how politics, society, certainly science, changes the way that we view the world around us. They change over time.
At times, the images on the early maps seem almost quaint. After all, today's maps are much more accurate, and we have access to GPS, Google Earth, and MapQuest. So, will future generations think of our much more precise perceptions of the physical and natural world as quaint?
Absolutely. I mean, I think the moment that we stop learning about the world in which we live in, we won't know what to do with ourselves. Technology, society is ever-changing.
And with the pace at which technology and society are changing, Waugh says it won't be another 400 years. For The Method, I'm Matt Schaefer-Powell.